This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. The second India-Singapore ministerial roundtable was held in Singapore today. Both sides deliberated upon six pillars identified under the ISMR, which include digitalization, skill development, sustainability, healthcare and medicine, and advanced manufacturing and connectivity. Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman, Dr. S. Jayashankar, Ashwini Vaishnav and Piyush Goyal attended the meeting. The delegation from Singapore was led by Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore, Gan Kim Yong. During the meeting, the leaders emphasized on ways of further enhancing cooperation between India and Singapore in emerging and futuristic areas. The leaders also discussed plans for commemorating the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries alongside regional and global cooperation, including ASEAN and G20 developments. They noted that the discussions during the first round of ISMR have resulted in the successful conclusion of MOUs on healthcare, education, skill developments, digital cooperation and semiconductor ecosystem cooperation. Earlier, the Indian ministers called on President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, and Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, in Singapore. The central government has decided to create five new districts, Zanskar, Dras, Sham, Nubra, Changthang, in the Union Territory of Ladakh. The Home Ministry has asked the Ladakh administration to form a committee to assess various aspects related to the formation of new districts such as headquarters, boundaries, structure, creation of posts and any other aspect related to the formation of districts. The ministry has also asked them to submit its report within 3 months. In Chhattisgarh, 25 Maoists surrendered in Bijapur district today. They surrendered before the district superintendent of police and DIG of CRPF. The superintendent of police said that the surrendered Maoists have been provided an amount of 25,000 each under the rehabilitation policy of the Chhattisgarh government. The first meeting of the National Task Force formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Sources said the meeting will be held in New Delhi. The meeting will be chaired by the Union Cabinet Secretary. The members of the task force include Home Secretary, Chairperson, National Medical Commission, Surgeon Vice Admiral R. Sareen, Director AIIMS Dr. M. Srinivas, and former professor at the Department of Neurology, AIIMS Dr. Padma Srivastava. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to US President Joe Biden on phone and discussed regional and global issues, including the situation in Ukraine. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he had exchanged views in detail and reiterated India's full support for early return of peace and stability. The Prime Minister added that they also discussed the situation in Bangladesh and stressed on the need for early restoration of normalcy and ensuring the safety and security of minorities, especially Hindus, in Bangladesh. Heavy rains led to flood-like situation in many parts of Gujarat today. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel held a high-level meeting at State Emergency Operation Center in Gandhinagar and reviewed the flood situation in the state. Chief Minister instructed the district collectors to give priority to rescuing people stranded in flood water and relocating people living in low-lying areas to safer places. Japan is on high alert as Typhoon Shanshan nears and could make landfall in western Japan, most likely from Tuesday through Wednesday. Japan's weather agency warned today, urging residents to prepare for strong winds, high waves and heavy rainfall. Shri Krishna Janmashtami is being celebrated with fervor and gaiety in the whole country today. In Uttar Pradesh, temples and houses in the entire Braj region have been decorated with colorful tableau. The US Open Tennis Tournament 2024 will kick off in New York tonight. All eyes will be on Sumit Nangal and Rohan Bopanna as they lead the Indian Challenge. Sumit is set to become the first Indian man since 2019 to compete in the single events of all Grand Slam tournaments in a year. And with that, we end this news bulletin.